A shopping day turns deadly. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. 10 people were killed, 4 injured by a gunman at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Police say the 18-year-old shooter is in custody. This man, an eyewitness.
I was going to drink my juice and I was about to sit down. But something told me to go on about my business, and I'm glad I did, and I sat right there. And then 2 minutes later, I hear gunshots, so I would have been standing right there at Tops. And who knows what would have happened. So I'm glad I left.
Officials are investigating it as a hate crime and racially motivated extremism. Downtown Milwaukee will be under a limited curfew for the rest of the weekend after 21 people were injured in 3 separate shootings where thousands gathered for an NBA playoff game. Assistant Milwaukee Police Chief Nicole Waldner says the incident seemed to be a violent confrontation between 2 groups of people. She's distraught by how casual the violence was.
There's just open carrying of firearms with utter disregard for every single person that just was down there to have a good time.
A massive watch party scheduled for Sunday has been called off. All of the victims are expected to survive. Concerns growing over the shortage of baby formula, which worsened after the FDA closed down a plant in January over health concerns. Americans are having trouble finding baby formula as one of the U.S. leading manufacturers waits for FDA approval to reopen that factory in Michigan. New York Republican Representative Nicole Meliotakis appeared on Fox News Live and said the factory should be open by now.
It's been months, and so we are wondering, why has it taken the FDA so long to investigate and get this manufacturing plant back online?
The White House says it's working to increase imports and drive up production around the country. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 900 migrants are being sent to Washington, D.C. from Texas. Fox's Chris DeMeo reports.
Governor Greg Abbott says it's an effort to get the attention of federal lawmakers and persuade the White House to take action to secure the border. Operation Lone Star is a joint effort between the National Guard and Texas agencies to clamp down on the flow of migrants flowing into Texas from Mexico. Abbott deciding to create the operation after learning the president was going to end Title 42. That's the Trump public health order that allowed migrants to be turned away at the border. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A manhunt continues for a Texas Capitol murder inmate who escaped while being transported this week. Police say Gonzalo Lopez got out of restraints and stabbed a bus driver near the town of Centerville. Residents have been warned to stay indoors.
We're locked and loaded. I mean, that's who we are. I mean, we protect our neighbors.
It's just crazy. Everybody's pretty much armed and ready to go.
Lopez was convicted of killing a man with a pickaxe. The former first lady speaks publicly for the first time since leaving the White House. Fox's Kevin Uransky reports.
Former First Lady Melania Trump spoke exclusively to Fox and Friends Weekend co-host Pete Hegseth this week and had this to say about what she sees throughout the country right now.
I think a lot of people are struggling and suffering, and what is going on around the world as well. So it's very sad to see.
Mrs. Trump also commented on the baby formula shortage currently affecting families across the U.S.
It's heartbreaking to see that they are struggling and the food is not available for children.
When asked by Hegseth why it's happening, the former first lady answered,
Leadership.
Leadership, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The full interview can be seen on Fox and Friends Weekend from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.